Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Mama, 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 me, 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 mo, 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 mama, mo, mo, me, 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 mo, 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 no, mo, 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 no, mo, no, mo, no. Hi, kids. How's it going? Did Jazzy come back, or is she still in the snow?
Jazzy is safely out of the snow.
Darn! And the snow monsters didn't get. Did you ever see this movie about a snow shark?
No,
you should check it
out. I don't
know
if I want to see this.
You live in Snowland, right? Michigan, right?
I do. I don't like snow. We've
snow heard. Shark. Donut. 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 Donut.
I think
donut,
they want the snow shark here right now.
Snow sharks are cool. They're fun. Fins flying through the snow.
Has there been snowing for 3 or 4 days straight now?
Yeah? It's winter time. That's what it does.
No, but 3 or 4 days straight? No.
Okay, generally speaking, in wintertime, I kind of think it snows every day, except maybe every fourth day where it's then sunny out. We're missing winter up here.
We haven't had snow all winter. We're missing what?
We're missing snow up here this winter. And I'm going to knock on some wood because I don't really
want
to deal with it.
It's Lake Effect. You can have it.
I've got enough snow. Actually, I got rarely no snow. I'm quite good with that. Seeing as how the previous 50 years, not mine, but 50 years, always record snowfall, look at all that snow. And then the last 3 years,
well,
what the hell is that?
Well, if anyone, even in the chat room, wants snow, they can have snow. Pay me shipping and handling. I'll send it. It's free.
I think EW wants some snow. He's in Texas. He's got no snow.
Yeah, he had 70-degree weather when I had, like, 2-degree weather yesterday.
It's okay. We had minus 9-degree weather yesterday. This morning, actually. Right, it's early this morning and over the evening previous. It's very cold out. My door was frozen. Nice
Your
and
door
warm
was
inside.
Frozen?
Yeah, nice and warm inside because the heater's on nice and high. And by the way, War Dog, that was in American. Minus 9 in American. As in Fahrenheit. I'm joking. It was 9. The door was frozen because the moisture on the inside kind of got so coldish cold, and it like frozed it.
Ah.
It very frosty. Very frosty, as it were. Cold. Chile. Not quite warm, but chile. But no sauce. And
I
no beans.
I have the urge to go make a snowman.
Oh, I saw a picture of a really cool snowman on a cemetery. The zombies coming out of a snow cemetery thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, life-size snowmen like so zombies. Cool. They're cool. They should put some little red on it, though. I would have thought it would have been cool.
All
little
you have
red.
To do is get some food coloring.
Ketchup. There you go. Oh, there's blood on them.
No, food coloring. You can paint snow with food coloring.
Yes, but then it looks like painted snow, whereas ketchup would look more like a blood splat. You know, it's got a splatter effect. Where it comes out, it goes, as I use my pooping noise sound effect maker. Otherwise known as the ZZ.
The ZZ?
The pooping sound making noise maker. But we're not going to go into fart jokes this week, because tonight is a very special night. Do you know what it is?
The zombie party night?
Well, yeah, there's that too. We do that every Wednesday. Yeah. Tonight is a very special night. Do you know why?
Is it somebody's zombie birthday?
No, it's January 23rd.
Is there something special about January 23rd except for it's January 23rd?
Yes! January 23rd! Woohoo! Happy January 23rd, everybody!
It only happens once a year.
Yes! And if I'm typing incorrectly, use. I don't know what a use is, but hey, use two utes. Okay, I'm not going there. So, tonight's show, I decided I'm going to sleep and let everybody listen to me snore. How's that?
Really?
Yep. Come on, chat room. What do you think?
Have a sleepy zombie?
Huh?
have a sleepy zombie today?
Yes, a little bit. Because this week...
Doesn't that mean you're hyper and... Just hyper?
I can't hear what you said.
I said, doesn't that mean you're hyper?
A little bit. I'm going to read a poemy thing soon, too.
We get a zombie poem?
We're going to get a zombie poem. I'm going to do that in a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes. I'm going to read one of those. Because I wrote a special one there.
Awesome.
Yep, I think so too. And then after that, we're gonna do story time after the break. Story time.
Yay! Love story time.
So, people in the chat room, get your ready going. Get your ideas thinking, because it's gonna be a new story time. I'm not gonna carry over from the last one, because the last one kind of went like. Well, that wasn't where I was expecting that would go. Wait,
you
that's
start
normal.
A new story?
Yeah, start a new story. Gonna create some story time. Story time. Story, story, story time. By the way, I was dancing when I did that too.
Oh my god, I was dancing too.
Oh my god. What the hell? Like, cha, seriously, I think the people in the chat room are going to go like, oh my god, why are you doing like a Valley Girl sound? It's like, oh, well, I don't know, it's just like, oh my god, I'm a little on the hyper side, which Jack should know, because last night, very hyper. Do you know what? So here's why I'm hyper and tired all in the same time. This is the, I don't know, you guys in the chat room, do you ever work retail? Waiting for answers. I don't see any answers, so therefore that means you guys don't work retail. Therefore, I shall inundate you with the joy and experience and pleasure. Wait, that was in sarcasm voice. Of working in a store that caters to retail. I am the purchasing person and inventory person and all of that fun stuff. So, as we all lead up to the big time Christmas time, that's a couple of months spent. Oh, let's make sure we got all the stuff. Oh, let's make sure we got the best price on stuff. Oh, let's make sure we don't have any bad stuff. Oh, as 2 months of pure stress and hell and making stuff and getting stuff and doing stuff and putting stuff out and getting it all out there and doing all that. And then, yay, Christmas time. Sell, sell, sell. Woo. And then, Boxing Day. Cripey. You guys don't have that Boxing Day thing. But now... Now we have Black Friday up here, too, so now it's another extra month of stuff to do. And then, after Christmas, by the way, I'm just kind of ranting out here now, so don't worry. After Christmas, wait, inventory time. So now we spend another month getting ready for inventory. And then, after inventory, it's reconciliation time. So.
What?
Reconciliation is when you find out all the variances and find out, why the hell are you missing that? Why do you have extra ones? What the hell's going on with these people? Why can't they do things right? That's it. I'm getting a knife and I'm cutting people. Slice.
Oh, dear.
That's what I do. That's what I do for about 4 months, which is that whole kind of people time between August to February.
Wow.
So now...
That just seems crazy.
These 2 weeks is reconciliation time, which means I don't sleep much.
Uh-oh.
Because I go...
We're going to have 2 weeks of really tired zombies?
Yeah! And then after that, zombie inventory, that's just going to be zombie guy now, is going to be writing more. I'm going to have some righty stuff coming out this year. I'm going to inundate the world. It's part of my plan for world domination.
Yay!
Get your checkbooks out. Start buying stuff. And yes, Jack,
buying
I
cookies.
Do. It. Yes, I don't actually. I ran out of cookies the other day. I've fortunately enough been supplanting that with a healthy selection of donuts in the morning when I drive into work. Donuts are yummy.
Oh, that's good.
They make my tummy happy. Tap tummy happy, happy tummy, yum yum yum, yummy. Yes, Matthew, that is correct. Cookies will have to come back into the game, otherwise world will be apocalyptic.
Oh, dear.
I think Jack has a good idea.
He thinks that zombie sheep were invented by Scottish necrophiles. I think that's very possible. However, actually, and stop saying the word actually, you. Stop it. Who, me? Yeah, you. Stop it. Okay. Zombie Sheep was from New Zealand. It's a movie called Black Sheep. Very bad, but funny as hell. Actually, war dog. Actually. 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 There is no such thing as actually. The word actually in and of itself does not exist. It is a silly... It's a silly word in the English language.
You mean it's not in the dictionary?
Oh, no, it's actually in the dictionary. The problem is the usage and pernicious pervasiveness of this word is such that it has no real meaning. It just means truthfully. Well, why would you say it otherwise? Do you mean to imply that what you said before was not truthful? Therefore, if you're using the word actually, what you're actually doing is actually saying, hey, now... I might have been lying before, but now I'm telling the truth. This is the thing that's bugging me every once in a while from some conversational sides of points that people have been bringing up before. You get into a conversation and you start saying, oh, do you mind if I be frank? Why, weren't you before? Okay. Oh, do you mind if I tell the truth right now? It's like, no, why, were you lying before? And figuratively, you know, there's all these little things. It's like, it's really, it's part of the lazy language culture thing that's been dominating throughout most of the Western world these days. People, learn the words, speak them, know them, write them. They're yummy. They're good in my head. And when they come out of my head...
Like the quote-unquote word ain't?
Ain't is a word in the dictionary now, by the way.
It is.
Oh, yes.
But...
It's in the Oxford English Dictionary, part trois. Third
but
edition.
It's still a silly word.
It's what they call what the word is, the word I want to say, I don't know, I can't remember the word. It's
slang?
A particular type of word. It's a slang. I have to respond to Jack. Jack. Okay. So, you're in the snow. Ha ha. You got lots of snow.
No, I'm inside now.
Yes, but you've got lots of snow outside. Do you know how much snow I have outside?
Don't remind me.
Do you know how much snow I have outside? I have, like, no snow outside.
None.
I have, like, a centimeter of snow on the ground outside, and it's like, really? Good strong wind will blow that all away.
I'll send you snow.
I'm quite good. You guys can have all
you
our snow.
You can have it.
By the way, you know what I get a big kick out of and makes me laugh my butt off all the time, besides the fact that I'm being a zombie and my butt does fall off? Buffalo.
Do you need duct tape for that?
Yes. Buffalo. Buffalo makes me laugh my butt off. Do you know why?
Why does buffalo make you laugh your butt off?
Because we'll get a couple of inches of snow. Do 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 do.
Oh, are you talking about like Buffalo, New York?
No, yeah, Buffalo, yeah, Buffalo, New York. So we'll get a couple of inches of snow. Oh, okay, fine. People are silly because they don't suddenly forget how to drive in the snow. La la da la di da la 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 la. Bam! Buffalo gets like 12 inches. Sorry, I'm mentally converting from centimeters to inches here. 12 inches of snow. It's like, look at all that snow you guys got. That's funny. Makes me laugh all the time. And then, what's even funnier is Newfoundland. Newfoundland will get yards of snow. We'll get like a foot of snow. They'll get like 5 feet of snow in a night. That's crazy. But this year, check it out. Last, 2 weeks ago, there was a big snowstorm. Ooh, 5 inches of snow. My God, calamity. That was the most snow we had in the last 600 days.
Ow.
Now, you can't tell me that the snow is not changing. The temperature and the seasons and the world is all changing. It is. And we zombies, yeah. We're going to keep changing it. Making it better for us. We're going to make it better for us. As soon as we get that seasonal all-year-round ocean port in Vladivostok, dang, we're taking over the world.
You got that in, like, Texas right now.
Huh?
It's like that down in Texas.
Yeah.
Let's go down there.
No, I'm not going to Texas. Too hot down there. We melt. We melt. Ha ha.
So you want like fall and spring weather.
I want spring weather all year round because I like pleasant temperatures that are about the 12 to 20 degree range. I like that range. It's a very comfy range. It's a happy range. It's the range of that says, I don't have to wear a t-shirt. I don't have to wear a sweatshirt. I could wear whatever I like and be comfortable. That's cool. That's what I like. And that, when we have that year round, zombie apocalypse, boom, right there, in the face, in the grace, all on outer space. So, and that, I think, is now time for poem-y thing. Poem time.
Yay.
Poem time. I don't have a title to this poem. I just sort of wrote it the other day. This is
brand new.
Oh, yeah. I just minted it right out yesterday. Now I just have to get my voice inside my head for a sec. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, doom. A song is sung, its notes held high, above the clouds, dressed to greet the sun and full of wanton refrain. The breeze it brings, the chill, rousing and resourceful, brings me awake to gaze upon the world again. I wear light, I wear darkness, and I wield a sword of powerful purpose, but yet still I seek what target to strike. The shadows speak to me of wonder and the soft caress of carefree abandon. The brightness sings to me about electric grace and boundless joy dancing across lake and grass and mountain pass. The shadows are singing songs of sweetness and sorrow. What whispers they bring on the wings of the morrow. The wolves of winter braying at the wind aspire to more than just shadows and song. They howl at the moon and snarl at the sun. Their songs of children dressed as one. Brightness gathers in the most unusual of places, their tone of voice for all to see. What it may, what may be, spires of possibility, the outspring of life that clings heavily to side and shore, and delicious thoughts of oh so much more. Fey souls that cavort upon the green earth's tresses are bound for the living and all of its excesses. Darkness walks in the shape of a man, and there is brightness inside of my shoe. Reaching down to capture a small piece of my soul that has become lodged, I find a shiny stone, its sides tainted with blood. One small cast, a stone, the cornerstone of one's soul, into the void, into the bright, into the wellspring of life, and a path opens ahead. That was me. I wrote it that.
Yay.
What'd you think of that, dear Jazzy?
I like that one.
Yeah, that was kind of like a weird moment when I started typing that. Third line was the one that started with that one, too. It was weird. That was one that got built from the middle outwards.
Nice.
Okay, so that's me. I'm going to take a rest. I'm going to go for a nap now.
Oh, no. We have a snoring zombie.
Now, for this moment, we will start talking about... What are we going to talk about? Zombie movies. Do you know what movie I'm actually looking for? See? That stupid word is in there. Actually. I hate that word. Because it gets ground into your mind psyche, and it's like... And also the it's like thing is another one that's one of those artifacts of speech that bugs the crap out of me. Yes, I know, Jack. It does love me, actually. And when
like,
I start...
bugs me.
Yeah, that one too.
Like,
well, you know, in these artifacts of speech pattern is like, oh, see, there it is again. It's like a gentle mental pause in the head that's trying to say, you know what? I want to stop and think for a second. I can't get this word out of my head, but instead I'll stick a or an or an actually in there so that when I'm actually trying to talk, I sound smarter. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Actually. Actually, it really bugs me, that word. And I never really noticed it until I started doing the radio show thing here. I never really realized I would say it that often. So now I make a mental effort to try and stop saying that because it's bugging the crap out of me. And you don't want zombie crap coming out of you. It's just wrong.
So wrong.
Matthew said very nice things about my little poem there. And so did Tempest. And so did, well, Jack just said something about a puppy. I don't know what that was about. And War Dog liked it too. No, Jack has a cat.
Oh. Does he want a puppy?
And Jack, you just have opened up a whole book of questionable commentary right there. His question here, has anyone done a book of zombie poetry called Words of the Dead? And if not, why? Well, Jack, just so you know, I have done a book of zombie poetry. I didn't call it Words of the Dead, though. I called it Chaptered and Versed, Poetic and Cursed. You can get it now, anywhere, on Amazon, and all those other fun places and stuff. And, here's another shout-out for another book I'm in. Ooh, you know what? Have you ever heard of Hell?
I have.
And what do you think of Hell?
When I think of Hell, I think of this hot place with fire everywhere. And
did you know that there's many different kinds of Hell? And that not all of them are like very hot, fiery type places. Some of them are actually almost pleasant, and some of them are like frosty cold.
So are you telling me I'm in hell right now?
You might be, and just not know it. If I start talking like a poet, I'll do a dog, and then I'll do it. Yabba dabba do. Where's the snow it? Oh, crap, I got to stop with that. That'll stick with me that'll stick with me all night if I keep doing that one. Where's my green eggs and ham? I don't know, but they went with Pam. So
I don't like green eggs and ham.
I like ham. Ham is yummy. Green eggs.
Ham is yummy.
Green eggs.
I don't like eggs, though.
Oh, I love eggs. Scrambled eggs are the best. Green eggs, kind of odd. But back to what I was talking about, hell.
It's just regular eggs with green dye.
No, the green eggs, when I see them, it's not a green dye. That's bad. Plain bad. But
are you talking about moldy eggs?
Yes. So I was getting back to hell. Because I've been to hell. And I've come back from hell.
Let's go back to hell.
I go to hell all the time.
I think I'm in hell right now.
Yeah, could be. You could be at the what is it, the ninth layer, ninth circle of hell according to Dante. Which was a nice frosty little place. It was the worst place of hell. Cold. Frosty. But the reason I was bringing up hell is another book I'm in. It's called Rogues in Hell. Created by Janet Morris and Chris Morris and a fun team of people at Perseid Publishing. They put that series out. And that is the 13th book? 13th book. I'm looking over here.
Don't we have a few of our radio show hosts in that book?
That was the next segue I was going to throw away, is that Jack, who is in our chat room right now, and Hellion, they're also in that book, as well as, well, Hellion's been in the other book before that called Lawyers in Hell, and there's a whole series of books planned coming out all about hell and stuff, and characters, and people, and things, and ooh, look, fun times.
Yay!
Yay! And I think on that note, we shall go to a note that I'm talking inside of my head.
Have been on Earth. is not a dream. This place not what it seems. I hear them dying in my head. The aliens are coming. And the world is succumbing. Flying saucers have been it on Earth. The invasion is coming.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Does this song make my butt look fat?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I'm just checking to make sure, because, you know, I can't see, because I'm on the radio, you know. Hey, you got a face for radio. What? Oh, wait. No, that doesn't work too well. Don't do that. Okay. Well, alrighty then. So, I just have to share a little thing here. A friend of mine gave me something the other day that I just had to share because I thought it was funny as hell. I'm a big zombie fan here. Everybody, I think, knows and understands that I have a big, big... big interest in the whole zombie phenom, as the expression goes.
No.
So, you know, I like to pick stuff up, zombie-related, right?
Yes.
So, friend gave me a zombie air freshener.
No way.
Yeah, way.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to use it because it's got to stay in the package because it's cool. It's sitting on my desk right there. It's like, oh, look, that's cool. So
you should take a picture of it and put it on that FaceSpace.
I should. And at the same time, I should promote and say, okay, people on the FaceSpace in the world there out there in that big blind universe type thing, you know, we've got this FaceSpace. Face, you made me remember. No, stop that. You made me mind fart. Don't do that. Facebook. It's called Facebook, yo. And I'll throw that arch type in as well, yo. Facebook. Go to facebook.com/afterrot and see what we've got there, too. No, facehuggers, that's a whole... Huh? What?
Did you hear? I heard the other day that TMV Cafe now has a MySpace page.
Say what?
Well, because you know all the music artists still use MySpace.
That's actually correct.
So TMV Cafe now has a MySpace page.
Let me guess. Is it myspace.com/TMV Cafe?
I would assume so.
But see, I'm so smart. EW says it was.
Yay!
Do you know, I still have a MySpace page. I just haven't gone to it in like a year and a half or so. It's been ages.
I don't know if I can remember my password for my MySpace page.
I think I've got it written down somewhere. I don't know. I probably won't care. MySpace was not my
place. I'm sure I could guess it.
I could not guess mine for that because it was... I use very strange passwords. My crack and face hugger, as War Dog likes to call them. Well, and yes, Jack, actually, surprisingly enough, MySpace does still exist. Kind of pissed all of its regular client base, but hey, the music people seem to like it. well, all the indie guys and all the people who are like, hey, look at me, I'm punk rock. Da, na, 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 na.
Well, because you can put your music up on MySpace, like on your page itself.
But see, you can do that on FaceSpace. You can do that on
Facebook.
Yeah, that one. You can do it on, oh, somebody else showed me another one. I can't remember the name. There's a couple. SoundCloud. I think it's SoundCloud.
What is the SoundCloud?
SoundCloud is the same thing. It's all music band hosting where instead of downloading the songs, you can just play it like a an online listening station sort of thing. It's neat. There's a bunch of stuff on there, a bunch of bands, a bunch of artists, indie and established as well.
Well, I'll have to go check that out.
Well, EW, and I think this is a joke, said Justin Timberlake purchased MySpace and dedicated it specifically to music people.
What?
Not a joke, apparently, according to EW. Interesting. I may look into that more. Because Justin Timberlake had one of the funniest skits on Saturday Night Live in the modern iteration of Saturday. I don't like modern Saturday Night Live. It's kind of been kind of weird. But Justin Timberlake had one of the funniest music skits on the show in ages, where he's talking about a something in a box.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's kind of a perverted, dirty song, but it's kind of funny. But I'm not going there. Because you know where we are going? Where are we going now, Jazzy?
Story time.
Are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, start talking.
Oh, wait, I'm telling the story? Oh, dear. I'm not a writer.
See, I was going to see what kind of reaction I got out of you from saying, go! Now write!
No. Oh, dear.
Okay, so let's start with a topic. What kind of topic are we going to go in story time tonight? Let's start with a place. Where are we going to go, people? Store chat room, give me a place. I want a place. I want some kind of place that's got stuff. Hello?
How about
Texas?
Australia?
Where the heck is Waukegan?
Where?
I don't know. Wardog put Waukegan. Waukegan. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation on that. But we go in Texas because EW started with that. Okay, we're going on a walkabout. Okay, so we need a name. Come on, people. Name for a guy in Texas. Yeah, we'll start with a guy. Yeah,
Jim Bob.
A guy. Who?
Jim Bob.
Jim Bob George Gregg. Okay, that's his name. JMGG. Jim Bob. Jim Bob GG. So JBGG. No, we're not doing Larry Frank. That's been done to death. Bring guns, cause you can. Jack. Very good point right there. So Jim Bob George Gregg. He was a nasty little feller. Kind of grew up on the wrong side of where is the wrong side of Texas anyways? Is it north of Texas, south of Texas, west of Texas, east of Texas? Oh wait, maybe it's Mexico, because isn't that supposed to be south of Texas? Dun dun dun.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be south of Texas, but I don't know the bad side of Texas.
Okay, so he didn't quite come from the totally bad, bad side of Texas. He came from the not-so-quite-nice, but kind of not-really-all-that-bad part of Texas. Not from Juarez. That's like in Mexico, and that's a very bad neighborhood. Don't go there. You'll probably get killed. Don't do it. Laredo. Oh, okay, there we go. Wardog says it. Laredo. At least I can pronounce that one. I like words that I can pronounce, because I like... I like to taste my words when I talk with them, because if they don't have that like taste to them, they're like, what this is like, no, this is like eating a rock. I don't want that. Okay, so Jim Bob George Gregg came from the town of Laredo, Texas, on the border between Texas and Mexico. Not a very nice place. Well, maybe a nice place for some, but for most, not so much. It's kind of one of those places where you look at the world and say, I probably would be looking off better to have a kick in the head right now. So, he was bored. You know why? Why was he bored? Why? Oh, he was bored because it was hot as hell. Hot as hell in Laredo.
It's hot as hell.
Yes. So I guess Jim, Bob, George, Greg just couldn't take the heat anymore. He just had to get out. The kitchen, the whole... Look at that sun, that bright burning sun scalding the skin and like maybe flaking away and wow. Dude, seriously? That's hot. Damn hot. So, Jim, Bob, George, Greg packed his bags and went on a small trip. Kind of did the whole Hoboken type train thing. Jumped in the back of a boxcar and said, screw this, I'm out of here. So, where did he go? Very good question, Jazzy. I'm glad you asked. Come on, chat room. Where did he go? Dun-dun-dun-dun. Austin.
Maybe.
Why the hell would anybody go to Austin?
It's so hot in Texas. He went to Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah, because it's all snowy right now in Michigan. And it's too hot in Texas, right?
Okay. See, I was going to send him to California.
It's still hot in California, though.
Yeah, but all the girls are in California. They're all blonde. And they have...
Okay, we can send him there.
Well, I can send him to Michigan. It's okay. I don't think he'll mind going to Michigan. You know...
Okay.
Okay. So Jim, Bob, George, Greg got on the train, stepped out of this normal world and said, I'm a-going somewhere else. And hit that road a-rolling. On the train, just every once in a while meeting the occasional bum, other guy, people just sort of hanging around, doing whatever, whatever. Somebody's talking about blondes on the beach. Yeah, there's no beaches in Michigan, is there?
There are, but you don't want to go to the beach.
Yeah. I drove into work today, and I saw a sign out there, Polar Bear Club Parking, and I'm thinking, nah. So, moving back.
Jim, I'm not doing that.
Jim, Bob, George, Greg got off the train right about, what's outside Michigan?
Indiana.
Oh. Ooh, Indiana. I've been to Indiana. I didn't like it too much. It was okay, I guess. It was kind of like other places, kind of like, drab, but it worked. Ooh, Jack brings up a very good point. Huh. Uh-oh, Jack just brought out some nasty in me. Dun-dun-dun. Okay,
what did Jack say?
I can't tell you. It's going to be a surprise. Surprise!
I can't read the chat room.
That's right. You can't see the chat room because you are stuck in snowbound land in Michigan somewhere where nobody else is. Mm-hmm. You are stuck there.
People in another room. I'm just in a quiet room.
Well, that's good because then that way you can't make any noise with dogs or cats or things that go... like that. See? I know these things. So, apparently, though, you've got a cow. An interrupting cow. It's a cow. Don't have a cow, man.
Sorry, I'll kick the cow out.
Well,
cow, get out of this room. Go away, cow.
That's because the cow's got to be on the stovetop making me burgers. I had a burger today for lunch, actually. Yes, that's true.
We had tacos for dinner.
Bah, tacos. Tacos. Bah. But back to Jim, Bob, George, Greg.
Okay, Jim, Bob, George, Greg.
Jim, Bob, George, Greg. He's had enough of the traveling on the train. He's just, what the hell is this crap? How do people do this thing? I really don't understand. So he looked around, hopped off the train in Indiana. Indiana was kind of, well, I guess there's people here. It's not hot like Texas is.
There's farmers there.
Now we want me talking about my Texas accent is not quite good, but you know I might screw people up with it. I don't know. I might go a little thick with it, and I don't think it's going to be Texas enough, but you know what? I go with strong voice. I go and do my, ain't going to do it, wouldn't be prudent voice. No? Okay. We won't go
he's
there with that.
Have it on me that son.
See? He's throwing in the noises there and he's going like, okay. But now, Jim Bob George Gregg, he got off the train in Indiana. Looking around, he's seen all these farmers saying, oh, food there. Look at all that food. I could work the fields. I could work in the field here, and I could make maybe some money here working as a farmer. He didn't really realize that most of the farmers already had their farmers, because, you know, he's coming around at, what time of year was this? Winter. Ain't no farming going on right now, either. Ooh, steak and fried chicken. I could go for that right now. Thanks, War Dog. You're just making me hungry now. Thanks. Appreciate it muchly. So, he walked up to the first farm, knocked on the door, and said, hey, you need some hands helping farming? And the farmer kind of looked at him squirrely and said, dude, the hell are you smoking? Can't you see it's winter out? It's snowing. Oh, is that what this white stuff is? I was wondering. It was tasty, but it was really white and, like, cold. And I'm from Texas. I didn't know what to make of that. So, do you need a hand in the farm? Dude, dumbass, don't you know we ain't farming in wintertime? Yes, I know they have winter crops, EW. They have ice wine, too. Very popular here in Canada for some strange reason. I don't get it, but whatever. So yeah, Jim Bob George Gregg is looking at the farmers like, please, I need a job, man. I had to leave my place at home in Texas because that place was hot. Well, son, you came to Michigan. You came to Indiana. You know how freaking cold it gets down here? No. What do you think is cold outside right now? Yeah, it's kind of cold. No, this is t-shirt weather, brother. We want cold. You come back in about 2 weeks. You're going to get cold. Oh, that sounds cold. Now get off my property. I'll shoot you. Hey, that sounds like I'm from Texas again. Hee. I'm making a Texas joke. Hee. So he's like all downhearted and dispirited. Can't quite get a job with the farmers. So he walks over into the industrial side of the city. I don't know. What cities are in Indiana right now?
I don't know cities in Indiana. Ugh. Indianapolis.
Wait, they have the Indianapolis 500 there, don't they? Bloomington?
I think so.
No, War Dog just posted Bloomington, and then Jack agreed with you and posted Indianapolis. Okay, so whatever.
Yeah, there is Bloomington.
Pick one of them. How big is the city are they?
Indianapolis is like Detroit.
It's
like a big city.
Detroit rocks! Detroit rocks! Sorry, I like the song. Home of John Cougar Mellencamp, apparently War Dog says, for Bloomington. John Cougar who?
Really?
Now, I know who John Cougar Mellencamp is, but... Well, technically, the Indy 500, the 14th largest in the U.S. of A. Okay, so Indianapolis will suit the purposes for this story. Oh, my God. War Dog made a funny. That made me laugh. Chuckle. Yes. So, Jim Bob George Gregg decided to check out Indianapolis, because the big city trawled to him with opportunities and possibilities, and he says to himself while he's walking on the street with no shoes, because, you know, he's kind of like sad now. No shoes. Why? No shoes. But it's wintertime. Don't your feet freeze? Yes. So the cops picked him up as we walk in towards the city. It's like, dude, what are you doing? It is cold out. I didn't know that. He's looking at them dumbfoundedly. With an expression of, yeah! And they're thinking, oh, great, another meth head. Geez, that's just what we need now, eh? Let's pick this bugger up and throw him in the hoosgow for now. See how I switch accents there? Kind of funny, huh? Hee. I don't know if the accents even come close to this cultural stereotypes in these various areas, but I'm just playing with it, because, you know, it's story time!
Yay, story time.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Good, because you don't want to miss what's going to happen to Jim, Bob, George, Greg. Surprisingly enough, I'm actually remembering this guy's name all the time. Interesting.
Other than our princess.
Princess, I can't remember her name anymore.
Penelope.
No, Penelope.
Penelope. Penelope,
yes. Princess Penelope. Oh, crap.
What?
Well, Jim, Bob, George, Greg woke up in the Hoos Cow. At least his feet were warm again. Bits and pieces of it were falling off, so it's like, black skin. That's not good. No, that's not good. No. No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't think that's good. No. Oh.
He lost a toe, didn't he? Is that his toe right there?
One toe? What are you talking about? He lost all his toes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So now, he got up. It's a good thing, though, is that the cops actually gave him some medical assistance by bandaging his feet, because they were like a mess. Really bad. You don't want to walk barefoot in the wintertime, okay? In the snow. It's just not a good idea. So, after waking up and seeing what happened to his toes, because they had to cut him off, they were turning purple and black. It's like, oh, that's not good. So, people don't understand the function of toes. And he's trying to stand up, and it's like, oh, I gotta stop saying the it's like too. That's bugging me. He's standing up, and he's trying to get his bearings on there, and it's, he feels like a weeble wobble, because every time he tries to walk one way, he can't quite keep the balance. Ah, so he's grabbing out, handing off to the wall. It's like, whoa, man, this is tense, man. I don't know how to deal with this. My toes are gone. They cut off my toes. The hell? Man, those bastards took my toes. Wonder what they did with them.
They ate them.
I don't know about that. They're cops, man. They're not necessarily going to eat some guy's dead toes falling from, word is escaping me.
Okay, they fed them to the zombie.
Shh, don't talk about that part yet. That's in the next episode.
Okay.
He's trying to get his balance again, trying to figure out how to walk with no toes, because without toes actually provide a very integral part of the balance and stability of one when they're standing. Without toes, you're all of a sudden, wow, man, I can't feel that I'm trying to go tippy-toppy. Yeah. So, he's looking around, he's checking it out. Yeah, he's locked up in a cell. It's kind of 6 foot by 6 foot, kind of dark and dingy. But, you know, at least there's some light. There's some water over there. He goes, splashes himself in the face, get a little bit of water going. It's like, oh, it feels good. I like that. And then he looks around. It's like, whoa, scared the crap out of me, yo. Chick, what, who are you? He's talking to the person in the next cell beside him. And he can vaguely get an impression that it's a female form. He's kind of got an impression. It's like, wow, that looks like a young woman over there. Kind of long, dark hair. Kind of a lot of leather outfit on. Strange. Strange, very strange.
Oh.
Yeah. No, brown leather. Not the black leather. Tight leather. No, not that. Good leather, you know. Old leather. Stuff that is actually tasteful. It's like, so he's looking at her, he's trying to engage in conversation, he says, hi, miss, how you doing? She's got no response. The woman over there is kind of looking strange, just focused straight out the door towards the officers are sitting, eating, drinking their coffee, eating their donuts, kind of looking in every once in a while at the prisoners. It's like, she's not even moving, blatting an eye, blinking, nothing. And then he just sort of pokes her, because you can like reach through the cell between the bars and just poke. You know, not like a super poke on Facebook.
Poke.
He's a friendly guy. He just wants to be friendly. You know, he's got to talk to somebody. So it's like in a situation that he's just recovering from now. He's been out of it for a bit. So he just pokes the young woman and says, hey, miss, how you doing? And the lady turns around. Slowly, with that look of infinite, weary sadness, and just gazes at him like a hard brick. And he says, "Whoa, man, I didn't mean to interrupt or anything, but I just wanted to be friendly and say hi. My name's Jim Bob George Gregg. I come from Texas. I just wanted to be friendly." And the lady says, "If you don't mind my asking, ma'am, what's your name?" And she turns, and in a voice that sounded crackly and crinkly from beyond the grave, "My name, Jim Bob George Gregg, is Lady Pennylope." Story ends.
No way.
And that's where we end the story for tonight.
Oh, no, but how did Lady Pennylope get in there?
You'll have to tune in again next time to find out.
Darn.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you? You're just making that up. Do you even have a seat right now, or are you standing up?
I need to take a picture. No, I'm sitting. I'm really sitting. I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
Sorry, I'm reading the chat room. I'm not saying that, but that's okay. That's funny.
What'd they say?
No, I can't say it.
Why not?
Because it's not primetime friendly. Dun, dun, dun. But, well, Jack was talking about tight black leather.
I will read it when I get home.
You can't read it when you get home. It'll be cleared out. The cache will have been cleared by the time you get home.
No, copy it into my Skype.
Huh?
Copy it into Skype.
No, can't do that. That would be just wrong.
But.
Although, mind you, Wardog is giving me a triple dog dare. She's got to go potty! She's got to go potty!
What?
Nothing, I'm just screwing with you now. Because I do that. Uh-huh. You know, the whole joy in life is to take words and stick them in people and say, like a dentist drill.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's that annoying noise, like a bee stuck in the back of your head. It's like, whoa, man, whoa, dude. Get the bee out of here,
no,
man.
Get
the bee. I gotta get out of the car, man. The bee is in here. What you talking about, fool? Yeah, there's a bee. Get it out of here. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Open the door. Do you know what's really freaky? Is when you are driving on the highway, and this has happened to me. Driving on the highway, it's like, I can see the bee out there. It's like, oh yeah, he's out there. Thwack! Drives right into my car. It's like, whoa. Lands right in my lap. Panicking a bit. Okay, convenient little place to stop. Stop, park, put the blinkers on. Open the door, get the hell out! It is freaky when that happens. Telling you, man. Telling you.
I bet.
So we're almost at the end of our show. Did you notice that?
I know. Where did the time go?
I think it went that way.
I think someone ate it.
Well, you know, I am hungry enough. I could do that. Yeah. I'm going to eat time. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom, nom. Nom, 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 nom. But I would like to thank everybody for coming out to our show and enjoying. Eventually, you'll be able to hear us even more because I'm going to spread it. Because, you know, infect the planet! Zombies, they're coming to get you. Coming to get you. Don't even try and hide. We know which get you. Yep. So, what's coming up after us today, Jazzy?
Free pie.
Pie! Free pie! And then after free pie?
Candy.
Yes, we got those Crazy Joan person and Mental Candy. Whee! And people should check out the book that we put out from TMV. I got some stuff in it too, like a little poem thing and a little article thingy and some other stuff in the book. Wait, what's it called? Come on, EW, what's it called? It's called... Why can't I see the book name on here? Oh...
I don't know.
The TMDV book. I don't see it.
Is he asking you what book?
That's the 2012 TMV Cafe Fun Book. Yeah. Get it on the tab in the bookstore on the site and like on Amazon and stuff like that. And it's fun. It's cool. And it's a book. And everybody should get one for their brothers and their sisters and their mothers and their fathers and their friendly zombies in the neighborhood who swing on a vine and go, ha, 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 ha. Bum, da, bum, bum, ba, da, bum, 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 ba, da, bum, 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 ba, da, bum, 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 me, doom. So, everybody, thanks for coming out. Jazzy, thanks for a lovely show. And then, on that note,
bye.
Have a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.